These are breathtaking.
A variety. I do a lot of this portrait shooting when I'm up there, but I tried to pick a variety so that there's can see, like, you know, the multiple horses in there. There's, you come over here, you can see the groups, the whole family groups, some of the fighting stuff that everybody loves to see, the action.
Why Sandwash?
I started at the Little Book Cliffs. I didn't know about Sandwash. I heard about the horse drive that they run through Maybelle in the spring. So I said, well, I'm going to go up and photograph these horses as they come through town. And they're domesticated horses, and they run them through. And I was going to be up there for several days, and that was when I found out about Sandwash. So I spent 3 days up there, and the last day was in Maybelle, and then I went back. So that was my very first start of it. It was kind of an accident that I found out about it.
When was this?
2015, I think, was the first year that I was up there.
What's the draw?
They're great subjects. I mean, I've always liked horses. I owned a horse when I was much younger. They fascinate other people. I like to take pictures of things that people are interested in so that, you know, I can spark their interest and they can come and see my work.
So these pictures aren't for you. When you shoot them, you're shooting for other people.
A lot of it is. I mean, you know, I'm not really thinking that they're going to be hanging on a wall somewhere when I'm taking the actual photograph, but in my mind, and maybe it's just me, but it's not complete until somebody else sees it.
Describe your reaction when you first saw these animals on the range.
The biggest thing about Sandwash to me is just the number of horses. I know there's a lot now. There's supposed to be a little over 700 right now, and that's increased several hundred just since I've started photographing these horses. But just the numbers of them up there. Going to Little Book Cliffs, if I would go there and I'd spend 2 or 3 days and I'd see 30 or 40 horses, I thought I was doing great. Up here, if I don't see 200 a day, there's something wrong. Now, that includes a lot of walking because they're not standing on the road or next to the road, and you see the herd and you pack your stuff up and you head out and go out and say hi and photograph them and walk around. Hopefully you see the new babies. Getting the new babies is something that I really like to do. Catching those in the first week that they're born is really kind of cool.
And that's what, early June?
It's actually year-round. The last one that was born was December 27th. That's when they found the last one. He was only a few days old maybe then. So it happens year-round. Now, most of them are going to be spring, early summer, but it can happen anytime.
You've got some images here of stallions fighting.
All the way from young guys just playing. I call this one is sparring. They're just having fun right now, but they're practicing for later. And they get pretty intense when they fight. Most of the fights that I've seen last just a very few minutes, and afterwards they're standing side by side and eating grass again. Sometimes they're completely silent, and other times they can be screaming and making noises that you wouldn't believe could come out of a horse, which is really eerie sometimes when you hear them, the scream. Actually, I don't know what else to call it other than a horse scream.
Besides a photograph, what do you want people to take away from this exhibit?
I'm not trying to make any kind of a political statement with this. I mean, I love the horses and all that. But if it brings some attention to them, that's a great thing because there needs to be more attention on them. There are problems. It costs us a lot of money the way we're doing things now, and they could probably do things better. You know, just to get some interest in that. And maybe the more people that see it, the more people that'll talk about it. I don't have the answers, but maybe I can help get people to talk about it, and maybe they can come up with some answers.
What to you is the most disturbing aspect of wild horse management?
I think it's keeping all of the horses in corrals and pens and pastures and spending millions, literally millions of dollars just taking care of them every year, and every year there's going to be more. It's a very difficult thing because trying to keep a herd from growing is almost impossible, especially in a place like Sandwash Basin. It's 160,000 acres spread out with nothing in it, just a big bowl. There's nothing there. You can't dart that many horses. It's just not feasible. But what are we going to do with them? And how we manage them? And what do we do with them after we have to take them off? There's only so much land. There's only so much food and water. So I don't know. Like I said, I don't have the answer, but I don't think what we're doing now is probably the best thing that we could be doing.
Thank you, Scott Curtis.
Thank you.